This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Friday, July 14th. Well, Thursday was a day of correction in the cattle market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaklevic.
The live cattle market was higher here on Thursday after a limit up performance on Wednesday. So the board has acted much, much better here after posting some fresh three-month lows just a few sessions ago. So we had a strong cash trade yesterday. As a matter of fact, a little bit stronger than a lot of people would have guessed. We traded some cattle on that Fed cattle exchange, I believe, in the 117 up to about 119 range. And then we saw some cash cattle trade at the 120 number after that. So I think that was a little bit better than the trade had expected. And that's part of what helped to boost the futures market. I also think that this is just, you know, kind of a technical rebound following what had been a really pretty steep sell-off.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 27 at 496. July corn ended the day down 15 and a quarter at 360. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day down 25 and a quarter, ranging from 521 and three quarters to 535. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for August were down 28.5, ranging from 585.5 to 610.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August were down 33.25, ranging from 849.5 to 864.5. Live cattle for August were down 45 cents at 117.85. August feeder cattle were up $1.27.5 at 153.52.5. And July class 3 milk was down 4 cents at 15.59. From the Ag Information Network at aginfo.net, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.